Richard Seymour, defensive lineman, star defensive lineman, is on the phone. What's going on, Richard? How are you feeling?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing? Well, you said you're at Fenway, huh?
At Fenway Park, all by myself, too. I'm home alone.
Really?
Dale,
really?
You know what? Dale was afraid to ask you the tough questions. So he left me here.
So you're filling in for him.
That's right. So I can be the bad guy. And so you guys, your relationship.
Well, you know what? I don't think we can face anything tougher than what we got last night. So shoot away.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because I'm not used to seeing this defensive line, this team in general, but specifically this defensive line pushed around. I mean, you guys got no pressure on Phillip Rivers the entire night. First of all, did you see it that way? Did you feel like those guys handled you? And what's your analysis of why you couldn't get pressure on the quarterback?
Well, you know, I thought, you know, for one, our job up front was to, you know, stop the run. And they do have a good running game. So I felt like, you know, coming into the game, you know, with our game plan is to, you know, shut down their running game with, you know, obviously Tomlinson and then Turner. And I felt like we did a pretty good job of that, you know, even though they got some runs in. But, you know, I just thought, you know, just the long plays downfield is what really killed us. You know, just throwing the ball over our head. You know, that was just one of the things where you could stop them. But then, you know, on the play action pass, it wasn't like they was just dropping back and just passing the ball. They were, you know, getting us with the play action fakes and then, you know, with the fakes, and they were throwing all the deep balls. And every time, you know, when something like that happened, you know, it just put the defense in a tough position, you know. And it's not nothing to point the fingers or saying, well, you know, we got to do a better job here. That collectively, as a team, we need to do a better job. So, you know, individually, I think everyone has to step up to the plate. But, you know, with all of that being said, you know, we still had our opportunities during this game. You know, I think that the point in the third quarter where, you know, the 14-point swing where we could have went up, but well, we could have tied, well, not tied it up, but we could have had it would have been 10-17 if we scored the touchdown.
Yeah, got it down to the one, right, and Sammy Morris.
Yeah, when they got it down to the one, and then, you know, they took the ball from there, and in four plays, you know, they got a touchdown. So, I mean, I think it was like 98 yards or how many ever yards, and, you know, it's tough when you face something like that and, you know, don't come away with points and then you let them go down and score. And, you know, like I said, from a 14-point swing, so like I said, you know, we had our opportunities to get the job done, but, you know, we have to play better than what we did on the night if we expect to be a playoff team.
The day after Tom Brady got hurt, we talked to you and you said you felt badly for Tom, but defense is what's going to win championships for you guys. Do you feel like you've got the type of defense where an offense can say, we're going to lean on them, a Baltimore Ravens-type defense of 2000, a Patriots-type defense of a few years ago? Do you have that type of ability to carry the offense instead of the other way around?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm really looking at it that way. You know, I think everyone has a job to do, and you know, the offense has, you know, a job to do, and that job is to put up points. And, you know, defensively, our job is to keep them out of the end zone. And, you know, we didn't do a good job of that and on either side of the ball. So, you know, it'll be tough, you know, when you face situations like that and in a hostile environment on the road and, you know, you let them score 30 points. I mean, that's, you know, that's unacceptable. And like I said, we've got to get better from that. But I do feel like we have the guys, we have the talent that can get it done. But, you know, it's you have to play to your strengths and to your advantage. You know, so it was just a tough day for us. But like I said, I do believe we can turn it around and get the job done. Like I said, we had opportunities all night long and just didn't capitalize when the number was called. So we have to give a lot of credit to San Diego. They made the plays that they needed to make. And, you know, we just all obviously came up on the short end of the stick a lot. So, you know, there you have the outcome.
Richard, you've played this team three times in the last 21, 22 months. I mean, you played them several times, so I can't imagine they were doing anything that surprised you. Were you taken aback? Were there any wrinkles in their game, or did you pretty much get what you expected?
Yeah, no, we pretty much got what we expected. I mean, you know, it's a team that's going to run, and then take their play-action passes. And like I said, they opened up the first couple plays of the game, and they passed it all the way down the field. And I don't know what the stat was, but I don't think they ran the ball until like the eighth or ninth play or something, you know, something like that. And then, we kept following up the run. So I don't think the running game was much of a factor early on in the game. And then, you know, obviously just to run the clock out there in the fourth quarter, you know, that's just when it was kind of like, well, hey, you can just run the ball now. I mean, hey, I mean, it's really out of reach at that point anyway. So, you know, we as a team, collectively as a group, all three phases have to play together. So the defense, when we had good field position, we kind of gave it away and, you know, it didn't put the offense in good positions to get scoring drives, et cetera. So, but with all of that being said, like I said before, we had opportunities to get the job done, and we just didn't make the plays that we needed to make at the crucial positions in the game. And on the road in a hostile environment, you need to make plays in all three phases of the game to be successful. And, you know, we just didn't come away with it.
You know, the great thing about the NFL is that your opponents will teach you what you need to work on. In the Miami game, they ran that wildcat play six or seven times, and you knew that some other team would try it to see if it would be successful, and San Francisco tried it on a play with Frank Gore. Now, do you expect to see other teams take that approach early to be aggressive and see if they can attack you deep?
Well, you know, it's a copycat league, and, you know, we all know that. You know, teams and offensive coordinators, I mean, you know, they get paid on the other side of the ball, too. I mean, you have other smart coaches out there that can scout and, you know, look at our strengths, our weaknesses, and see where they're going to try to attack us. And, you know, you pick your poison. Wherever they try to attack us, you know, the guys that's back there in the secondary, they have to do their job just like we have to do our job up front. And, you know, we work hand in hand. If we don't get pressure on the quarterback, it makes those, you know, defensive backs a job a lot harder to cover guys, you know, like that. So, and it, you know, like I said, it goes hand in hand. So, you know, if we do our job up front, we feel like, you know, we can help those guys out a lot in the secondary. So.
And did you feel like I know it was an unconventional week for you guys to be out on the West Coast instead of in Foxborough preparing. I'm not asking you to use that as an excuse. I know you wouldn't. But was that – how would you rate that as an experience? Or was it strange, or did you eventually get used to it, or did you throw it off? I mean, how was it?
Nah, you know what? I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a smart decision by Coach Belichick to keep us out there. We had a good week of practice. We prepared. And, you know, I think, you know, as a team, we were ready to go, and we were fresh. We felt good about the game plan and about going in and making plays. And like I said, you know, we just started off bad, and they started off well and making plays and getting touchdowns, and we came away, you know, empty-handed. So, you know, like I said, they just made the plays that they needed to make, and we didn't. But like I said, staying out on the West Coast, I think – if we had an opportunity to do it again, I think that would probably be the same approach. We just need to play better. Staying out on the West Coast, that really had it, you know, no effect on the game. If anything, it had a positive effect, if that can be said.
I hear you. And you had your party that you didn't invite us to, but that's cool. But, hey, Richard, thanks for taking the time, man. Good luck to you.
No problem. Thanks.
All right.
Having.